You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Let me just go ahead and say this. Happy International MGTOW Day to all of the true red pillars out there. Now, I said true red pillars. Why? Because in order for you to go on what path that you found to be best for you, be that MGTOW, be it the evolution into a monk, be it SYSBM, Itmore, or for my fellow doll owners out there, whatever path you found that was best for you and your lifestyle, you first had to do what? Truly and fully accept the truth about women, society, and days like this, and how you're going to maneuver through all of it. Oh, this day right here. Valencucks Day. You know what this truly is? It is another way to create a small transfer of wealth from men to who? The state, via trying to impress the prostitute in their life. And yes, I did say the word prostitute. Why? Because these men are trying to do what? They're trying to buy themselves into getting laid. Now, for the guys who are so against quote unquote tricking, oh, if you're with a woman and you buy her anything on this day, guess what? You have participated in the biggest day of tricking known to man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Today is International Tricking Day. If you ever needed a day, today is it. But anyway, yeah, this day, Valencucks Day, I used to feel bad about making deliveries on this day. However, now I don't. And I'm about to get paid off of these blue-pilled simps out here who think, oh, I got to buy some chocolates. I got to buy some flowers. I got to buy some teddy bears or she won't give me no poom-poom. The same piece of strange that she might have given you a week ago. What is she going to do that's going to be so special that makes her worthy of spending even more money? Was she going to wrap it up in a nice piece of lingerie? No. Mm-mm. That's going to be used goods. Oh, gentlemen, why waste your resources? Why? Oh, if I don't, she might be mad at me. I might be in the doghouse. Really? I would simply say this. A better expenditure would be, well, you know what? I know this woman is not going to put out, so I may as well go ahead and hire a pro. At least you will get laid with that one. But, here we are yet again. But anyway, gentlemen, if there was ever a day for you to treat yourself, today would be that day. Steak, beer, peace, quiet, freedom. Hell, I know exactly what I'm going to do when I get off work today. I got money. Ha 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 Oh, yes. Yes. Gentlemen, use this day to go out. Make sure you're by yourself. Because every Valencux day that I went out and enjoyed myself by myself, I could see the glazed over look in the eyes of guys who were there with women, because I know they paid way more for what they had than for me for what I had. And it was always more delicious too, because I could sit there in solitude and actually enjoy my meal instead of having someone sitting across from me, you know, oh, this, man, it's crazy. It's crazy. But I'm going to get ready for this absolute shit show of a day. I'm going to look at some of these idiots out here. However, there is one particular group of people that I always find fascinating, and it is quite sad. And that is the women who get stuff sent to them at their workplace who send it themselves. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Every year, whenever I do a business run, there are at least 10 women who send things to themselves under the guise of, oh, I got a secret admirer, not knowing that I know who the customer is. And when I match the name, I'm just like, mm-hmm, really? Now, I could expose them, but when I look at them and I smile at them, they figure it out. But, of course, they try to play the role of, oh, someone sent me this. Oh, I got a secret admirer. And I'm just like, you raggedy bitch. Nobody likes you like that. But it's okay. You want to get social validation. Anyway. But, yeah. All in all, gentlemen, treat yourself. Get that nice steak. Get that alcoholic beverage of your choice. Hell. Take Tuesday off just so you can get smashed out of your minds. Do what makes you happy today, gentlemen. Even if it's sitting at home in your drawers playing a whole bunch of Call of Duty. Who gives a fuck? But with that being said, I've ranted on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. What do you plan on doing on this International MGTOW Day? Leave it in the comment section below. And ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and stupid little quote unquote Hallmark holidays like this, meant to initiate small wealth transfers to the state via you trying to hold your peace leave hostage, will go out right along with it. Because guess what? More and more men, day by day, are breaking free, waking up, and leaving the relationship plantation at breakneck speeds. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.